The alleged murder of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer breathed new life into efforts to dismantle symbols of white supremacy. By the way, do you know what symbol of black supremacy is? Since we're not talking about supremacies, the black fist that all you little white girls are putting on your Facebook page, that's you pledging your support to black supremacy. But you can't say it. You can't even be Terry Crews and say that you shouldn't be in favor of black supremacy, because then he had to get, they went after him for saying it. But yes, white supremacy in America. This idea that America is still that the Confederate flag is a symbol of white supremacy, it's such a pseudo-intellectual argument, but that ship has sailed. As government officials at all levels set their sights on statues, memorials, and buildings bearing the likeness or names of Confederate leaders. By the way, they've turned to anybody. It's not just Confederate leaders anymore. And so when people said, do you think it's going to stop here? And everybody said, no, we just want to get rid of the symbols of white supremacy. That's it. What about Columbus? Oh, he was negative against indigenous people. What, because of one letter you found by a guy who didn't like him? Asked what should be done with statues of Confederate leaders. 32% say they should be taken down, up 6 percentage points from 2017. 44% said the statue should remain standing, but down from 8 points. Both surveys were conducted among 1,900 registered voters. Republicans say they should stay up by 71%. Democrats obviously say they should be taken down by 53%. And the independents naturally are in the middle. 40% say they should remain standing. 30% say they should be taken down. And 30% are just waffling back and forth. The findings come as federal, state, and local officials go to varying lengths in removing Confederate symbols from their public spaces. In Virginia, a judge has denied an effort to remove a statue of General Robert E. Lee from the state capitol and the former Confederate capital of Richmond. And in Alabama, the cities of Mobile and Birmingham have taken down monuments to the Confederacy, while the state's flagship university removed plaques that honored students who fought for the South, even though they were accepted back in and were given honors and recognition by the Congresses following the War of Northern Aggression. But of course, don't talk about that. The Army is exploring renaming 10 of its bases that bear the name of former Confederate leaders, even though those Confederate leaders went to West Point and were loyal to the Union up until the point where President Lincoln set up the attack on Southern soil, baiting South Carolina in, and then invading. But all those Confederate leaders are, they were not, none of those Confederate leaders, even though they were supporting slavery, were as awful as somebody like Sherman Douglas. Right? Remember Sherman Douglas, Sherman's march to the sea and what he did? He is going to be lionized. But when we're talking about the flag, the Confederate flag that Bill Clinton used in his 1992 campaign, but don't worry about that, 44% of voters surveyed said they saw the Confederate flag as more of a symbol of Southern pride than a symbol of racism, which is down 8 points from a 2015 poll. More than a third, 36%, say they primarily see the flag as a symbol of racism, just 1 point more than figure recorded 5 years ago. Independents were most likely to change their mind about the flag. 38% now say they see it as a symbol of Southern pride, down 15 points. There was less movement among partisan Americans split down ideological lines. But this idea that, oh, well, if we just take down this shrine to white supremacy, it's a flag. But you can't have these arguments in these debates anymore. You can't have any of that. We just have to get rid of it. The question is, what is the rush? Why are statues? Why is the flag? Why are these things being targeted? My theory, here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, is that it is a barrier to progress. They are reminders. Columbus, a staunch Catholic, a reminder of bringing the faith to those who didn't know it. The Confederacy, regardless of how you look at what their actions are, stood up for themselves and their beliefs. Any of these statues that try to symbolize or remind people of works of great men. Of course, it's nothing men, right? Being men. We have to get our monuments to transgender handicap athletes up there as soon as possible. But they're barriers because they stand up against these new ideologies. Right? That's why they always go after him. Bubba Wallace, the NASCAR driver. He wanted everybody to, you know, he wanted NASCAR to take a moment to help address their issues. Now he wants Confederate flags banned. He wants NASCAR to ban Confederate flags from tracks. I'm sure each one of those states has a freedom of expression. Able to express that. Does Bubba Wallace get mad when he sees an LGBT MAPQ flag because that's the symbol of sodomy, which has destroyed the black community, which takes advantage of minority communities, which has attached itself to the history of the civil rights movement with no reason but profits off the backs of the civil. Does he want that flag removed? No, he wants the Confederate flag removed. People go after things that they've been told, like a bunch of sheep, because these things, once again, doesn't matter what you think about the Confederate flag. The Confederate flag is a symbol of individuality, right or wrong. Right? Right or wrong. That you have the courage to do so. I mean, essentially, you really think if they really believe this, the people in Seattle should be flying the Confederate flag. They should be flying it as a symbol of their secession or their autonomy from the United States. And the fact that they are symbolically in the same line as the men of the South who wanted their own autonomy from the Union. But they don't because they're stupid. Because they're all in, as I said the other day, they're all awash with righteousness. They're so righteous right now.